I've been doing the tech side, and I've seen a lot of technical problems that seem to be kind of recurring. I mean, like, the first is, like, lack of budget and cheap gear, you know? But, like, we all have to deal with that. I mean, that's no individual's fault. That's just, like, you know, that's just the situation we're in. Also, frequency allocation is frequently a really difficult thing technically, finding open frequencies, because, like, lots of different people have different opinions on what constitutes an open frequency or what it theoretically should be. We need, like, some scaled down variety of the kind of software that broadcast engineers can use to determine frequencies. Just, like, we need FCC charts, and for areas like Seattle, we need to know information about BC and neighboring Canadian and or Mexican broadcast stations. Getting everybody's gear together is really hard, and, like, lots of equipment, like, it did work until you mixed it with this one type of equipment, and then it didn't work. And, like, we've had a lot of power supplies blow up, and we've had a lot of power supply shortages. We've been using older, cheaper transistor-type power supplies instead of newer switching power supplies, which, you know, like, can theoretically start house fires or something if they're not used right. I mean, it's been pretty constant, like, you know, driving to the different stations and fixing, like, minor problems with all of them. So, you know, we're not as polished as corporate radio. We never have been, and, you know, hope we never will be.